Coming up next on The Breakup Vent.
Only that. I said, well, how could I get a restraining order? And they told me, if something happened, I don't know. I'd like to know what he was going to do, too. But I know he waited till the police left to put my car on flat.
He cut the tires?
He cut my tire. No, this is what happened. When he came to my house, I was at home. I was watching TV in the living room. I think I had fell asleep. I probably fell asleep for like 5 minutes or whatever.
Oh.
And then I heard a knock on the door. It was the police.
The police, okay.
And when I answered the door, he said, ma'am, did you know you have a man on your balcony?
Hey, everyone. As we come to an end of our first season of The Breakup Vent, I want to say thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I also have to give a special thank you to certain areas, like a special shout out to Melbourne, Australia. I'm like, who do I know in Australia? But I can see it on my analytics that there are like faithful listeners every week in Australia. So thank you so much. Also, New Jersey. Shout out to Jersey. I'm like, I don't really know too many people in Jersey, but I have faithful listeners in Jersey as well. And I already know I know my people in Fort Worth, Texas, Funky Town. Thank you so much for listening. Please continue to like, share, download, leave 5 stars on this podcast. If you're listening on the podcast, leave comments on the social media, the YouTube, the Instagram, the Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, all of that. We are The Breakup Vent on all of those platforms. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Also, if you are ever in the Los Angeles area and you have a breakup that you want to get off your chest, you're like, I have to vent about this, I have to get this out, please reach out to my producers at thebreakupvent@gmail.com. That's thebreakupvent@gmail.com. And here we go with the episode. Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Breakup Vent, the number one breakup podcast in the world. Today, I have a very special, special, special guest. I know y'all probably don't know who it is, but y'all about to find out. This is the most. I can't believe it's been 10 episodes already. This is the finale episode, and I got the specialest guest in the world. My mother. Mama is what I call her. My mama here to talk about. She about to vent about her last breakup.
My last breakup.
I've been trying to get you forever, mama.
Okay.
You was like, I'm going to do it. I said, okay, well, come on.
I'm here.
Come on. Are you excited?
Yes.
You are?
I guess.
You were a little hesitant when I asked you.
Yeah, I was.
So like you were saying, you was a little hesitant.
Yeah.
But you excited now?
Yeah. Okay. I guess.
You guess?
Yes.
All right, we're going to talk about your breakup. Your last breakup.
The last breakup.
Oh, I don't even know which one is. It's funny because you was just like, nobody's going to believe that you don't know about my breakup. But we don't talk about stuff
no,
like that.
No, we didn't talk about that.
I mean, you
kind of
gave me a brief about
your
breakup.
But it was so long ago.
It was a long ago. My mom has been married. My mom celebrated her 21st. She's been married for 21 years. Yesterday, last week or something like
that? Yep, 21 last Tuesday.
21?
Yep.
That is a long time. So my mom ain't had a breakup in a long time. We're going to talk about your last breakup.
That was a long time ago.
Okay. Long time ago. So, let's start from the beginning. What is your relationship with relationships? Growing up as a kid, were your parents married? How was that? Growing up, were you in a...
No. My mom and dad broke up when I was 8 months old.
Okay.
So, and then I had a stepdad.
Mm-hmm.
For about... I guess 5 years.
Okay.
Before she broke up with him.
Was she married to your stepdad?
Yes.
Okay. How many times was your grandma married?
Mom was married 3 times.
Oh, okay, 3 times. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you?
Yeah.
You?
Me 3 times.
Okay, look at you.
Yeah. I'm husband number 3. I finally got one. Whew. I could keep.
Lord. That's America, right?
21 years. I'm trying to keep 21 more years.
Hey, all right. Because my mama going to live to, what did we say, 119? She going to live a long time. You ain't going nowhere.
I'm
you ain't going nowhere. Mm-hmm. Okay. So She broke up with your dad when you were 8 months, and then she remarried your stepdad. And you have how many siblings?
Four.
Okay, you got four siblings. Okay.
Or should I say five, one deceased?
Yeah, one is deceased. Mm-hmm. So with the deceased, you would have five. Mm-hmm. Currently living, you have
four.
Yes, mm-hmm. Two sisters and one brother.
Two sisters, one brother.
Shout out to my aunts and uncles. But yeah, okay. So growing up, seeing whenever she remarried, how old were you?
When she married the third time?
Yeah, so this was the third time, your stepdad. After you were 8 months.
She didn't stay married long. Okay. How old was I? I think I was 20 when she married.
Oh, she was 20? Oh, you was adult. When she married who? Who did she marry?
She married a guy named Abraham. He was really? African. Yeah. Okay. And they didn't stay married long.
Okay,
maybe 4 or 5 months. So I think I had just had you. You was either just born, or I was either pregnant with you. Mm-hmm. It was somewhere along that time frame.
Okay. So do you feel like that had an effect on how you view relationships, considering that you were 8 months when she divorced your dad, mm-hmm. and then she wasn't married again until you were 20?
Well, she married my stepdad when I was... Right after, I guess I was a year old whenever they got together.
But who's her stepdad?
Jerry Williams.
Okay, so she married Jerry Williams.
When
okay.
I was
okay.
One.
So your dad was her first husband?
Yeah.
Okay, and then Jerry Williams was. Mm-hmm. Okay, you calling Jerry out. Shout out, Jerry. So, okay, well, never mind. Okay, but so your second dad, her second husband was your stepdad, Jerry. And how long did they stay married? Was it short?
About 5 years.
Like okay. It was, girl. Listen, he hung in there longer than Abraham.
Right? Yeah.
Okay. So do you feel like that affected the way you view relationships growing up?
I don't know.
Or gave you some sort of outlook? What do you feel like your outlook was on relationships?
Yeah, I believe... my stepdad, Jerry Williams, when they were together, I had some kind of, you know.
Cohesive home? Or
a relationship.
Nuclear?
Yeah.
It's like a nuclear family?
What do you mean nuclear?
You know, like they say nuclear, like, you know, a mom, a dad, and kids, like all under one roof.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe a dog?
Yeah, we had a dog.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, we had a dog. We had two dogs. I had my little... Terrier, and then we had a German Shepherd.
Okay, look at that. Okay, you was living a good life at that time.
I was. Oh, I really was.
Okay, and so after that, your mom divorced, and going up seeing, you know, Jerry until you were like, I guess, five or whatever, leave, were you upset?
I think I was too young to understand what was really going on.
Yeah,
so.
I bet. Mm-hmm.
But it was different, you know, I believe it had an effect on me, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In what way?
I just miss seeing him. I miss the whole, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It was, like, familiar. Mm-hmm. And you're a kid, too, so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, let's get into your relationships. You were, like you said, you were married three times.
Mm-hmm.
I know one of those men.
Yes, you do.
Of course. And then are we talking about your last breakup was your second?
Your second.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to give him a fake name. Okay.
How about no name at all?
No name?
A dude.
A dude. Okay, we're going to call him a dude. You want to call him a dude?
Nah, we just say X number two.
Okay, we're going to say X number two.
X number two.
So X number two, how did y'all meet?
Over to a friend's house.
Oh, a friend?
Over to, you remember the lady that used to keep y'all Beverly?
Oh,
I was over at Beverly's house one day and he came.
Okay.
Like we were all in the front yard. Well, she was in the front yard. Roderick, and then the lady next door, I think her name was Steen or something. They were just all over there.
Uh-huh.
And then he pulled up because he goes over to Steen's house or whatever. But then he saw me, wanted to know who I was. And then, you know, it went from there.
So who that sexy lady?
Oh, yeah. Like, whatever.
Like a dime. Yes, okay.
Yeah, you got handed.
And then went you was just there. Like, okay. How long were you separated from your first husband?
before I met him.
Yeah.
Oh, it was. Was it going on a year or
a
two?
A year? I
think 2 years. Two years had passed after I divorced the first time.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then he was just like, hey, who is she? And he went through Beverly to get this information?
Yeah. So either Beverly or Roger, one of them.
Okay, so he didn't come over there that day to speak to you?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, he did. Okay.
Yeah, so well, you know, after he talked with them, whatever, he mm-hmm. said, you can go in there and talk to him. So, you know, go in there and talk to her. So he came in and talked because I had went inside. He was doing something.
Yeah, okay. I see. Okay, so y'all met, and I'm guessing he was charming or somewhat?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He had a mask on, probably. He was wearing a mask?
No.
You found out later? Mm-hmm. No? Because was he charming the whole time? How long were y'all married, first of all? Let's start there.
Like 6 years.
Oh, 6 years. Okay, that's a minute. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, 6 years. And who wanted the divorce?
I did.
Okay, you did.
I sure did.
Did he see it coming? Did he know?
I don't think he did.
He didn't?
No.
You never told him, like, hey, you need to straighten yourself up or I'm getting...
Wait, I told him, you know, we having some problems and, you know, I told him about the issues of the problems.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently...
He didn't care. He didn't make any efforts to...
No, didn't make any efforts to do anything different.
Do you care to share the problems?
He had a gambling addiction.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, that's a problem. Did he gamble the mortgage away? I hope not.
The what?
I said, did he gamble the mortgage away? When I hear about people who have a gambling addiction, the last story I heard, somebody was like, my mama gambled our mortgage away. So I'm just like, did he gamble the mortgage away?
We didn't have a mom. I mean, we lived in a rent house. So.
Right. Or, I mean, like, valuables, like, with stuff missing, I mean.
No values, but there was a time when I thought he paid the light bill, and I think he only paid half of it. And while I'm standing in the kitchen washing dishes, lights out.
Oh, no.
One time. I'm like, hey.
Oh, heck no.
You got to be kidding me. That was kind of like the straw. That's almost like the straw that broke the camel's back for me. You know what I'm saying?
So did he say, did he confess it?
I only pay half for the bill. I'm like, really?
You are a patient woman. I love you to death.
I'm like, well, I ain't finna stay with nobody and they getting bills turned off.
Yeah. No, okay. And that was it. You was like, okay, that's it. Heck no.
It was a couple of.
Yeah. But that was like the thing that you was just like, you couldn't take it no more. Mm-hmm. How long from the lights being turned off to you being out? How long?
I think it was probably 5, maybe 6 months later, something like that.
Okay, so you was planning within that.
I was trying to come up with something.
Once them lights went out, that's it. And he didn't even see it coming. I was shocked that he didn't see it coming at that point because I'm guessing over the years there have been incidents where stuff like this had happened. Or
we've had a whole lot of money issues and discussions and stuff. So
yeah, right,
like, and it. Yeah, get this together. It just never happened.
Right. Because, I mean, listen, because his kids weren't living with y'all and I wasn't living with you either. So, y'all were kind of like, it was just y'all. So, he should have. He felt like I could do whatever I want to, I guess.
Pretty much.
Honestly, side note, I was not the biggest fan of ex number two, but... But I'm sure that's no secret. Anyway,
not a secret.
Like, you know, I made it known and he made it known and he probably didn't like me. So
a miss.
Yeah. So okay, so what was the process like? So you ended up finding a place, I'm guessing.
I did.
Okay, so you found a place and
Yeah, I did.
I'm always curious on how the getaway works for something like that. Like, I'm always curious, like, okay, you like, okay, I'm getting out of here.
Well, I mean, I ain't gonna say typical, but a lot of times, mm-hmm. you know, When somebody go to work, when they come home, you're gone.
Right.
So.
And it took you 6 months. Did you start, planning in 6 months? That's how long it took you to, like,
get. Well, I came up on some extra funds.
Okay. Wait, how do you come up on extra funds? Like, because there might be people out there trying to plan their getaway right now.
No, that,
like,
I just came up on some extra funds.
Oh, you can't say how you came up on no funds?
Yeah, I say how I got extra
funds. How you get the money, mama? Tell me so I know.
I went to a casino one time. And I hit $2,500.
Yes, 25?
I did. Yes. I hit $2,500 at the casino.
Did y'all have a shared account?
No.
Y'all did not have a shared account.
Wait a minute. Yes, well, we had an account. I wouldn't call it a shared account. I mean, name was on there. Both our names was on this account.
Mama.
But
and both of your names on an account, that is a shared account.
Yeah, that's a shared account, but I ain't putting no money in it.
But you, okay. You was only taking out, you wasn't putting that in. Okay. You definitely didn't put that $2,500 in.
No, I didn't. Because at the casino, they gave me cash. That's not how I wanted. They gave me cash.
Okay.
So that's how that went down.
Let me just. Yes. So when you got that $2,500, at that moment, did you know this is it?
Oh, yeah. I knew at that moment.
I got that money and it's it.
I got that money. This is it.
Oh, bless his little heart. He was not expecting that.
No.
So you got the money. And how long from getting the money were you out? Did he come home and you weren't there the next day?
No, like I say, you know, I had been doing something. Like I think I had went and got a car.
Okay. And obviously, then, he noticed the car.
Yeah, but I was working at that time.
Yeah, of course.
And so, I guess he thought I'd use it for that. And then, what else had happened? You know, I started, like, buying furniture.
You were buying furniture for the house?
No, I was buying furniture for my apartment.
But he was seeing it, though.
No, he never saw me buy anything.
Oh, so you would, like, it was, like, still at the furniture store. Where were you at? Where was the furniture?
Over to my mama's house.
So you were buying stuff and taking it to your mama's house.
Okay.
See, listen, I need details. Like, how did you make this work? I might have to get away with it. No, I'm just kidding. I ain't getting away from
it. I took it over to my mama's house.
You took it to your mama's house, okay.
And then, you know, I just started on an apartment search.
Okay.
And then, you know.
And then you found an apartment and you was out.
Yep.
So you left and you had divorce papers delivered to the house. How did that work?
Oh, no, we didn't get a divorce till, like, I left, like, that January. We didn't get a divorce till, like, June.
Like 6 months later.
We got the divorce.
Were y'all trying to work it out in between that time?
No, we was not.
No. Oh, okay. Not even a little bit. So when you left and he came home, I'm guessing he tried to call you.
I mean, at that time, 21 years or whatever year it was, mm-hmm. Actually, we got divorced. That's 25 years ago, 2000, when we got our divorce. Oh. All this went down in 1999.
Okay, that was a minute ago. Okay,
1999 is when, you know, there wasn't a cell phone thing going
on. Yes, okay.
So, I don't know if he went over to my mom's house. I think he started calling my dad and wanted to know, did he know anything about it? My dad didn't know nothing about me leaving.
He didn't? Your daddy didn't?
He didn't know. You know, daddy right. lived.
He's in another city. Yeah, so he didn't even know.
He don't know.
Then he called your mom?
I want to say he may have.
Was he able to get a hold of you at all or no?
No.
He couldn't find you at all?
No. He came up to my job.
He came to your job?
I seen him one morning, like 3 days later or something.
After you left?
After I left at my job. And, you know, I was working for the Nokia at that time.
Okay.
And, you know, Nokia has this big area what you call it? Metal detectors and stuff.
Yes.
You gotta have a card to scan.
Did you try to get into the building?
So no, but then you gotta get me
buzzed in
by the security.
Yes.
So he's there as security.
Driving in.
No, I mean you come in the parking lot.
Oh, okay.
But he came inside the building and was looking for me.
Okay.
And so I saw him and I tried to sneak in because he was way on one end, I way on the other.
You saw
end,
him, but so he didn't see you.
He didn't see me. Okay. I think he saw me at the last minute when I ran through the detector and scanned my car, and he was like, "Hey, hey, hey." I'm like, "Oh, I ain't got nothing to say to you." And went on in and went to work.
And he wasn't waiting outside for you?
No.
I would have been scared. He was waiting outside. Dude,
I thought I did. I thought he was outside. But, you know, at that time, working there at that place, it's like hundreds of people work there. So, I mean, you know, you got like two car lots of cars, you know.
I mean, it sounded like he was like determined to find you. He called your daddy. He didn't came to your job. He probably, I wouldn't be surprised if he went down the roads of cars. Like, where's she at? I'm going to wait right here by this car and see. But he didn't. Okay, good. Good. Thank goodness. Amen. So that was the only time he did that? Or did he try it again?
There was a time that he came up to my, I don't know how many weeks later it was, when he came up to my job. And I guess he rode around until he found my car and did the lug nuts off of the wheels of my car. So, I don't know. He's trying to make me crash out when I was driving.
Okay. So, that's dangerous. So, he tried to not have...
And I know did nobody do that but him.
Right. Because who else would... I mean...
But he denied it.
Did you call him and ask him?
Mm-mm.
You didn't?
No, he didn't have a phone. I'm like...
Because when you say he denied it, when did you...
He did. Well... I did speak to him. I'm trying to remember, did I call him or did he call me? Some kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
We talked.
Okay.
Or maybe it was a time after that.
Mm-hmm.
It was so long ago.
It was a long time ago. We talking about 99. But y'all talked. So y'all had a conversation, and in this conversation, it came up. The lug nuts.
I remember.
Mm-hmm. What happened? Like, you were just driving off the lot. Did you make it off the lot?
I did.
You did.
It's like when I try to bag, you can hear a dragging noise, and I'm like, why is that dragging like that? And then I tried to bag up again, and it started dragging again. And then I looked.
How many tires was it? 1, 2, 3?
He did all four of them like that.
Ooh, mama.
He did all four of them like that.
And you made it off the lot?
Well, after the second time I heard the dragging noise, and then I was like, something wrong with this car. I don't know why it's dragging. And then somebody's like, check your lug nuts. And then somebody's like, check your lug nuts. And
at the job.
That the lug nuts was like right at the tip. So I just screwed him back on. I said, did nobody do this? But him. Nobody did this but him. So I was out there putting the nuts, screwing all the nuts on all
my hand?
On my tires. No, I got the little.
Oh, okay. I was just like, how you gonna come? So, okay, yes, that's it. You had it like, in your trunk or something.
Mm-hmm.
So was that the only time he did something?
Nope.
Whoa.
He did.
How many times did he do?
He did something twice.
So he came to your job.
Some kind. He did. He came to my job. He came to my job twice, and okay. He didn't get in contact with me then.
Mm-hmm.
And then some kind of way he found out where I live. I don't know how he found out where I live. I have an idea.
What's your idea?
Being that he worked in finance, and I think he knew.
He worked in finance?
He
listen.
He worked in finance, and I think because he worked in finance.
There are people in the world.
He know my social security number or something, and I think he.
Searched you through finance.
Yes.
You see, you know, there are women in the world who are looking for a man in finance, 6'5". Blue eyes, trust fund. You know this. He didn't have a trust fund. He didn't have blue eyes. So, he might have been 6'5".
I believe because he worked in finance.
Don't be looking for that, y'all.
I think he probably somewhere, he
might have did the search and then through your credit found out what your, how long were you living at your place before he came to your house?
A week.
He came to your house a week after you left?
Yeah.
So, because I'm just trying to get this in order. First, he came to your job.
Yeah.
Then he unscrewed the lug nuts.
Yep.
And then he came to your house.
Yep.
He just knocked on the door.
No, this is what happened. When he came to my house, I was at home. I was watching TV in the living room. I think I had fell asleep. I probably fell asleep for like 5 minutes or whatever.
Oh.
And then I heard a knock on the door. It was the police.
The police, okay.
And when I answered the door, he said, ma'am, did you know you have a man on your balcony?
He was on your balcony, mama?
And I was like, a man on my balcony? He said, yes, we got a call from your neighbor that lives across the way from you. Said he saw a man climb up your balcony. And I go, what?
Oh, hell
no. When I went and opened the door, it was him. And said, well, do you know who this is? I said, yes, this is my soon-to-be ex-husband.
Wait, you opened the
patio door, the door.
And you peek out and you see him.
And I see him.
Is he all the way on your balcony?
He all the way on the balcony.
Like he could walk up to you when you open the door?
Yeah, when I opened the door, he walked past me. Me and the police.
He walked through the house out? Yeah. And the police didn't stop him?
Yeah, they did.
Did they arrest him?
They didn't arrest
That's
him.
That's trespassing.
I know.
Did you file a report?
I did.
Oh, thank God. I was just like, did you file
I did.
And did he go to jail?
No.
That is scary. Were you scared?
Yeah, I was.
What was he going to do?
I don't know. I'd like to know what he was going to do, too. But I know he waited till the police left to put my car on flat.
He cut the tires?
He cut my tires.
Boy, he didn't.
I didn't know what, I'm just like.
Crazy. Crazy. Mama.
Yep.
That is horrible. I hate that happened. That makes me so sad. I'm so happy you got away from this person. See, when I was a kid, I was like, there's something about that. Something about him. But, dang. So, he cut your tires. Did you make another report after that?
Yep.
Did you do a restraining order?
No. As a matter of fact, I tried to do a restraining order before that happened.
Before what happened? Before
he cut my tires. Because I tried to do a restraining order whenever I felt like he did the lug nuts on my tires. So I went and told to the police department, try to get a restraining order, because I say he didn't make the screw lug nuts off my car, want me to get in my car and I guess crash or whatever. And they were saying they could not do nothing about it.
They can't do nothing about
putting a restraining on
I guess you don't have no proof it was him. Is that what it was?
I didn't have no proof. Not only that, I said, well, how could I get a restraining order? And they told me, if something happened to me, where, you know, I guess I got a black eye or some kind
of... He does something to you.
He physically have to do something to me.
For you to get a restraining order.
For me to get a restraining order. Now, that was back in 1999. I don't know if the laws...
I hope the laws didn't change.
But, you know...
Because after he came on your balcony, you still wouldn't be able to get a restraining order, I'm guessing, after a man climbs up on your balcony while you sleep. Because at that point, he didn't do anything except for climb up on your balcony and walk through the house past the police.
Well, the police talked to him and all that.
But even after, they talked to him and what?
I don't know. There was nothing he could do. I mean, we married, so.
Okay. All right, that's horrible. So, did you try to... I don't even know what to say. I'm kind of just, like, in shock right now because after the police actually seen him on your balcony, I feel like you should have been able to get a restraining order at that point. But
I feel like that, too, but it didn't happen. But I know I had a family member that was going to...
What was this family member going to do? Do we want to get that deep into
this? No, I had a family member.
I could probably guess what family member that was. I'd rather not. I
feel like she could, do something different, but
yeah,
she could.
You should have let her handle it.
She was trying to.
I think she would have did a good job. She knew where he lived.
No.
Oh, she didn't? Did he move? So. He moved within a week of y'all leaving?
I don't know.
Interesting. Okay.
I don't know if she she was trying to catch him coming out the house, I guess.
Yeah, she should have. Anyway, we need to stop. This ain't that type of podcast. So he climbed up on your balcony. And after that, was he done?
No.
He wasn't done after that? He still, after cutting your tires, after the balcony?
Yep. He wasn't done.
What else? What else? What else?
I don't know how long it was after the climbing of the balcony that it was so long ago. I don't remember. Oh, I think I know what happened.
Okay.
What happened? Something happened with my car where I guess it wouldn't start or something. I noticed
he liked messing with your car.
Yeah, I don't know why he kept messing with my car.
It sounded like he.
And then I was trying to go out of town or something, and I noticed when I got ready to put gas in my tank, I was like, what is this? At first I said salt. I was like, no, not salt. They put sugar in my gas tank.
Listen. I don't see how you didn't let him know, like, and that's probably what he wanted you to do. He was probably doing it so he could get you to come talk to him in some kind of way. Because I don't know how I would contain myself. Like, I would have to tell the police, listen.
Well, see, like, every time I go to the police, they wouldn't do nothing about it.
I know, it's no help nowhere.
How all this can happen to you.
Yeah.
And you go to the police and they do nothing about it. Mm. Nothing about it. So he eventually left me alone. I don't know what.
Hopefully he
came to some kind of conclusion to leave me alone.
Hopefully somebody else took his dust. Like, he was a dusty. Bless his little heart. He couldn't even help it.
Yep. And so, you know, back at that time, you can go to on Rosedale. It's a place on Rosedale. You can get a divorce for $50.
Okay.
So I saw that sign saying getting a divorce at $50. I hurry up.
$50 for a divorce?
Yeah, $50 for a divorce.
Ooh,
but it actually was a little bit more than that. It was like $50 for the papers and stuff. And then when you go to the court, you had to file some kind of court fee and all of
that. Yeah, a final fee.
But at the end of the day, the whole divorce. Yeah, it was worth it. And the whole divorce didn't cost no more than $100.
So it cost, okay, it was less than $100.
Yeah, probably a little less than
$100. Less than $100, you got rid of that fool.
Yep. And so I didn't understand. I filed the papers and everything. And I think within 30 days, you get like some kind of court date.
Mm-hmm.
So they ask you all the things about having access.
Yes.
And children. I said, we don't have nothing. We don't have nothing.
This fool gambled everything away. We don't have nothing.
This is cut and dry.
Yeah.
Cut and dry.
And it was because.
And I was hoping he didn't show up.
Did he show up?
He showed up.
Oh, Lord. He showed up. He showed up. What did he show up for?
I don't know.
Did he?
I don't know.
Did he have to speak or do anything? Why was he showing up?
I'm still to this day. I don't remember telling him when the court date was.
No, they sent him papers. I know they
sent him papers.
Yes, mama. They got to send him papers when you get a divorce, mama. They got to send him papers. See, you just can't get a divorce with somebody and they don't know nothing. I mean, that would have been nice, but that's not how the court system works when you in a it's a contract. You know, you got a contract with this man. You signed up for a contract. When you want to get out of the contract.
I was hoping like everything.
I didn't tell him nothing. I don't know how he knew about the court date. He just showed up.
I'm like.
They had to tell him about the court date. That's how he knew about it.
No,
so he showed up. But he didn't speak. Did he speak? What does that mean? He did. Did he try to stay? Did he try to be like, Judge? is my wife and I want her to stay. And was he like, okay?
He was good with it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I was just like. I don't know why he showed up unless he like opposed the divorce. But he didn't oppose it, so.
It was like on a cloudy. I remember it was a cloudy day. It was trying to rain. Mm-hmm. And right after everything was over and, you know, the judge granted the divorce and all this and that went on. Why was he outside trying to talk to me? And, you know,
did
I
he touch
always
you?
Love. Yeah, trying to
oh, don't let
hold
him touch
my
you.
Hand. You know, I always love you. It'll always be a place in my heart or something alone. And I say, just save it. Save it. That's, you ain't have, you don't, we don't have nothing
scary,
to say.
You
and
know.
I was like, and it's trying to rain. So I'm finna get out of the rain. And I just went on to my car.
That's scary. Cause you know, around that time, sometimes guys get real crazy outside the courtroom. And
well,
I'm happy he didn't have to fool.
If he wanted to do that, I mean,
no, we don't.
We already got the police down there and sheriffs and everything, yeah. So I don't think
I'm happy he didn't have to fool. That's all that matters.
He wanted to do anything like that down there.
So y'all went y'all separate ways.
We went our separate ways.
And you never seen this man ever again.
Oh, I've seen him.
Oh, you said, oh, I've seen him.
I saw him.
It's such a small town. Such a small town.
A few times I've seen him. I think once he crossed and was calling my name. And I was like, who is that? And I'm like,
who's calling me?
I'm like, really? And like I tell a lot of people, you know, I don't hate this person or anything. Mm-hmm. I just wish they just move on. Because my sister runs across him and all of that. And they still want to go, hey, sister-in-law. And she had to tell him, You ain't I'm not your sister-in-law, and then, you know,
yeah.
She lets him know.
She call him out. Don't be calling me.
Don't be calling me your sister-in-law.
Listen, I was almost show the demise of you, buddy. You better keep it pushing.
Yeah.
Keep it pushing.
And all that go on. If you see your auntie, he want to call him my auntie, and I'm like, why he just don't move on? I don't understand why.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Well, you know,
you see any of my relatives, you have something to say to them.
Right.
You have nothing to say to any of my relatives.
Yeah. Walk nothing. On by. Right? Yeah, you just need to walk on by.
Nothing. Bless please, just move on.
I think he might have tried to add me on Facebook recently, so.
Oh, wow.
Obviously, it was a no-go, but, you know, he might see this and be like, all right, I think she might be. It's been 25 years. I think she might be done with me, with my raggedy gambling looking at. Did he like to, was he a knitter? Did he like to knit?
No knit.
Because you sound like a knitter to me.
What's a knitter? I didn't catch that. What's a knitter?
Yo, X number two was a knitter. He was a knitter. I'm kidding. Let me stop. I'm making little jokes here. Stop calling you.
So I never got a chance to ask you, have you ever been cheated on?
Oh, yes, I have.
Many times?
Yeah.
Really? Okay, it's not funny. I'm just.
I was cheated on by. Ooh, what you mean? Like in high school, I got cheated on.
Okay.
Another guy that I was actually he was living with me, cheated on me. And
he was living with
husband
you.
Husband number two cheated on me.
Okay, wait. Let's go back. There was a guy living with you. And he cheated on you while he was in your house?
Mm-hmm.
He brought the person to your house?
I believe they did.
Now I'm like, where was you living at when this happened? How old was I? I need more information. Who was it? Can you say their name?
I believe it did because somebody spilled makeup in the bathroom.
Oh, Lord, Mom. You believe.
Not only did that happen, somebody called out their name in their sleep, said Tina. And I said, Bam, who is Tina?
Oh my God.
Oh, Tina Turner. Bye-bye.
How long was this person living with you?
About 6 or 7 months or so, something like that.
Is that how long y'all were dating? How long were y'all dating?
I don't remember.
Wait, so how long did you know this person before you let him move in with you?
Oh wow!
Oh, you knew him for a long time.
No, I didn't know him a long time. Like maybe 3 months, I think.
Mama, that's not a long time.
It's not. I know it's not.
So he was. Do you know what that is? I think that was a hobosexual that got you. Do you know what a hobosexual is?
What? I've never heard that before.
It is a hobo who wants to live with you in return.
Oh, a hobo. Oh, I thought you were saying something else.
No. It's a hobosexual. It's a hobo that is living with you in exchange for sexual favors. Oh my gosh, mama, you got a hobosexual living with you. I did not know.
But you know that I was in my 20s when it had happened, so
it is what it is. So I was a kid whenever this person. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So you just kicked him out.
I was in the 20s. That one happened.
And you just kicked him out.
Yeah, pretty much.
Did you like throw his stuff out over the balcony and bleach stuff or anything?
I didn't kick them out. I moved out because I was going to move out anyway, but I did make him. He wanted the apartment. Okay, I went to the office and had the lease put in his name or whatever. He can have it. I don't care. I want to move somewhere else. That's how it kind of went.
Oh, so you moved out?
Yeah, I was moving out anyway.
Oh, okay.
I was kicking him out and I was moving out. And he was like, no, let me have it. I'm like, if I can get it out of my name and into your name, I don't care.
Why were you so nice? I would have been like, no, the end.
You have it.
You're such a sweetheart. Because I don't have it in me. That kind of kindness.
As long as it ain't in my name and none of that, all that, I don't care.
Right. But anyway, it took effort to get that done. And I guess I wouldn't have put any effort into it. But listen, like you said, you were in your 20s. It is what it is. People do stuff in their 20s. You live and you learn. And the second husband, you said the second husband?
He cheated. Three times. He got caught twice.
Three times.
The third one, I couldn't catch. I really didn't care whether he got caught or not.
Three times?
Because by that time, I had my own situations.
So you cheated too. You cheated too?
I shouldn't say that.
You get how many?
I mean, you know, it was like two can play this game.
I guess it's not cheating, though. I guess it's not cheating if everybody is doing their own thing, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, pretty much. That's how I feel about it.
So he did it twice, and then you after the second time, you were like, I'm going to do my own thing now.
Yeah, pretty much.
So let me ask you this. Why did you stick around after the first or second time? Why just not leave instead of cheating on him?
I was going to leave the first time.
Oh, okay.
And he wants to work it out, and da-da-da-da-da. And that went okay for, I guess, a while, 6 or 7 months, maybe a year. Maybe a year later, it happened again.
With the same person?
No.
Oh, he just kept moving on with different people?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Interesting. That is a little disturbing. And what about you? How many times have you cheated on someone?
I don't know. That was my first time. I'm not a cheater like that.
Okay, so that was your first and that was your last, is what I'm hearing?
Yeah.
Good to know. Okay. Because this is a thing. I've personally, as a kid, I actually remember one of those.
I thought you would.
It was a neighbor, correct? It was a neighbor.
Right.
You know what I don't like about that is even as a kid, I could tell that he, it was interesting because I could tell that he was trying to pick fights with you so he could get away for some reason. I didn't know it was for cheating. I just was just like, gosh, she's being very aggressive. Even as a kid, I realized this, which is very weird. But
I hate to hear that, but I guess, you know, you got back in some kind of way. Was he upset about it?
He never found out.
Oh, he didn't?
Mm-mm.
Oh. Oh. Oh, who was the person? I'm just kidding. You don't have to tell me. Oh, wait. Anyway, let me stop. Okay. Well, good to know that, you know, you survived the hot mess of that second situation.
Yes, yes, exactly. I survived. Not only did I survive, I got away.
Yeah. I
knew by the time I was, he did it the second time, and then around the third time, I was like, I'm finna, I need to come up with something to get away.
Was the neighbor
and
the first time?
I was trying
time?
To work on it.
Was the neighbor the first one? Was that the first time?
Right.
So how did you find out about the second one?
Gosh almighty.
He said what?
She was leaving items in the car, lipstick, hair bow. She had a son. He left a toy.
Oh, so he was doing it multiple times. Ugh, that is horrible. You know, women do that on purpose. So.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And you were just like, okay, whatever. It's fine.
And then I caught it. You know, this when they had the pager. It was vibrating a couple of times in the middle of the night or something. I got the number. And
oh my
I think
God.
I put them on. We was on three-way one day.
Oh, my gosh. I need more info. Why did you stay the second time?
I don't know.
Oh, Lord.
It wasn't that serious for me. It's just that, you know.
But that's what I'm saying. It was not that serious. That's why I'm like, why would you even stay? Like, okay, we're good. Like, we're done.
I don't know.
Not only.
I don't know.
You're like, it's not that serious. Not only.
At this point, it's like, it is what it is. We just roommates.
Oh, my gosh. Y'all are just roommates? Oh, no.
Okay. I'm just going to room it for now.
That is wild. Well, you know.
It happens.
It happens. You live and you learn, so. It is what it is.
You know, sometimes you just kind of go through the phase, you know, the first time that, you know, you're upset, you're mad. The second time, oh, we just going to room it. And then you get to a point where, you know what, I'm just going to break free. I'm just going to come up with something and break free. An idea.
There should not be a second time ever, because once a cheater, always a cheater. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. Go argue with your mama. I don't care. Yes. Well, hey, you live and you learn, right?
Well.
Okay. So you got the divorce. It was over. And from how long from that marriage to your next marriage was it?
4 years.
4 years.
So, was that five? From 99, well, I got married in 2004.
Okay, so 5 years before you got married again.
Yeah.
How long did you know your current husband before you got married?
Oh, that's a good question. A while.
A while?
Yeah, I met him in, I think, 97.
Oh, okay, so you knew him before you got divorced.
Yeah.
Okay. Was there some overlaps?
Probably so.
Mama, wait, before we go any further with this conversation, when I say was there some overlaps, and you say probably so, overlap like you were talking to him while you were still married?
No. Like, we talking.
Like, flirting?
Yeah.
You was flirting, Mama, while you was married? Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, I mean, I guess whenever
and then we kind of moved on.
Yeah. Okay. Then y'all. Oh.
We kind of reconnected.
Oh, y'all moved on, and then you was just like, this food and gambled away the light bill money. Where is so and so at?
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yep, exactly.
Where is so-and-so? Give me a way to like me. I don't need you. Little dusty knitter.
That's pretty much how it kind of played along.
Okay.
Something along that line.
All right. Good Lord. Player from the Himalaya. I had no idea. So y'all knew each other from 1999 all the way till y'all got married in 2005. So y'all about 8 years. Yeah, that's about 8 years. Okay. So did you know, like, from the moment, like, oh, this person is something special?
With my Karen husband?
Yeah.
At the time? No.
No?
Like,
it wasn't like love at first sight.
No, it was not love at first sight.
Okay. Wait, how did y'all meet?
It was not.
How did y'all meet?
We were employed at the same place.
Okay. I see. But not Nokia.
No.
Okay. Because you were at Nokia for a minute.
I was.
Mm-hmm. But not.
Yeah.
But that's not where y'all met. Okay. Good to know. But what I want to know is that were you like in between that 5 years, because you weren't dating him immediately after you got divorced.
Nope.
You were like seeing other people.
I was.
Okay. So you were seeing other people, and were you like in the process, like knowing, no, I will never fall for something like that ever again? Were you intentionally avoiding people who gambled? Like, did you learn your lesson in a way with the type?
I did. I mean, nobody like him ever come across my path. Nobody, no gambling person ever came across my path. So I wouldn't say that, but
the universe.
I know if someone like that did come across my path, it was not going to happen.
No way, Jose.
No, we're not doing gambling no more.
Hell no. Okay.
Yeah, it was
Good for you. Yeah, I can see how, because I'm kind of the same way these days. I'm like, I know you. I can see a mile away. Your type. I know your type, right?
Yeah, red flag.
Red flag.
Nope. Been there, done that.
Amen.
We're not going down that road no more.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you currently have an amazing...
Yes.
Which is great. So I'm so happy for you. And I'm happy that you, like, got away from that situation. I hate that. That just makes me so sad.
Yep. Well, I got an amazing husband now. We've been married for 21 years. Mm-hmm. He's a great man. He's a man of God. That's the man that I was looking for, a man of God, a family man who loves children, loves my children. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he loves his children. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's working out.
Because I remember you telling me that you always knew growing up that you wanted to be married.
Yeah.
Did you say since you were four?
I don't know.
I was like, I thought you told me when you were 4 years old you knew, but maybe
I said that.
Or I don't know. Maybe I might be making that number up, but it's like something that you knew when you were young.
I've always felt like when I was young, yeah, that I wanted to be married. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if, you know, when my mom was married to my stepdad, that's kind of maybe where, you know, I kind of got it from. I see, you know. You know, they...
Mm-hmm. Like,
It was the ideal.
It was the idea, and I remember just now, at the beginning, whenever we first started talking, you were kind of like, you were sad when he was gone, because you were used to having that family like.
Yeah, mom was a stay-at-home mom at that time.
Oh, she was.
She didn't work. She didn't have to work. He took care of us. He took care of... us, me and my brother at the time. It was just me, her, and my brother. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he took real good care of us.
What's interesting about that... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, because he had a good job. He was a computer person, or whatever you want to call it, a tech.
He was in tech.
Yeah, he was in tech. Because, you know, he had been in the Army, and he got out. And
oh, so he's a veteran, too.
Yeah.
Wow, he was in tech, and he was a veteran.
Mm-hmm. Oh, engineer. I think he was an engineer.
Really? Because I'm just like, because if he was in tech in what year was this, like 70-something?
Well, no, we're talking about the 60s.
In the 60s?
Yeah.
Wow.
You're talking about in the '60s. Mm-hmm.
Your mama should have
Well,
I just get. Listen, I don't know the reason, so I'm never one to be like stick around if something is really, really wrong. So, but
something didn't work out.
Yeah, something didn't work out.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think what really happened was he don't really want to talk about it, but she did get pregnant, have the baby. You know, the baby lived. My brother, he lived 4 weeks. He died of SID. And then after that, he started drinking really bad. So he kind of became an alcoholic.
Oh.
So she couldn't do the drinking no more.
Okay, well, listen, see, that's what I mean. I'm just, you like, know,
and
I'm
he not... just kind of went from there.
Wow.
And see, I don't know if that she went through with him. I don't do people that drink. Not like that. I never been with nobody that was an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. And so that was kind of, you know, if I saw that, that would probably be a red flag for me after going through that as a young child.
An alcoholic?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like ex number two drank a bit.
Yeah, that was, mm-hmm. but he never was like, My stepdad, he got violent when he did.
So he was a violent drunk?
Yes.
Towards your mom and you as well, the kids?
No, just towards your mom.
Mm-hmm. That's horrible.
Yeah.
That's interesting because your first person never had a drink in his life.
No.
So you kind of was just like...
Yeah.
But
ex number two, I mean, he drank beer. But I never seen him intoxicated. He never got intoxicated. He just
drank beer. He was just
and
a,
he didn't get violent or anything when he did drink. So
which is So you avoided.
I didn't like the drinking no way because beer bottles be everywhere. So
and other stuff will be everywhere too in the beer bottles. I'll just say he did chew. Is it called chew? What is it called?
Yeah.
Is it
some people call it chew, tobacco. Whatever, snuff. What is
snuff?
Snuff.
You have these cups around. Disgusting.
It was.
Lord, I'm getting some childhood trauma going on here. Good Lord. Mama, keep that away from your kids. What you doing?
Well, you know.
I'm sorry. It's too much. Disgusting. Okay, we're gonna have to move on from this subject because I'm getting some flashbacks. All right, but yes, okay. So he didn't have any like addictive problems in regards to substances, but
yeah,
the gambling was pretty bad. So you did. So I had no idea. So you did have grow up with someone who had an addiction issue.
Yeah.
Was that the only person?
Yep.
That was growing up as a kid that came across you as a child that had struggled with addiction.
Yep.
Okay.
To my knowledge that I can think of right now.
No. I mean, that's a long time.
Yeah. You're
a whole 21 years old up here, so. Y'all need to know how my mama is. She fine.
I mean, you know.
I know. I do know. I do know, actually.
I have a problem noticing about how old I am at all.
Oh, go ahead. Because you was just like, I don't think I should be doing this podcast because I'm too old for this podcast. Mama.
Yeah.
Mama. Mama, stop.
Do you say how old you are?
No, I never disclose my age. 21. Actually, you know what? I just turned 22. So I'll be 23 this year, August.
Well, I am 62 and proud of it.
Yeah. Yes. You just turned 62.
Just turned 62.
May 31st. Hey. March 21st.
Wow.
Listen, I can't believe I just gave her a birthday present. I just gave her a birthday present. So I know your birthday. Don't be playing with me. I just want to make sure. I want to make sure you was on your toes because I like to keep people on their toes.
We should get
what? It's May. We got
you said May 31st.
I got married.
March the 21st. Yeah, 62.
You so beautiful. I love you.
I love you too.
So, there is hope at the end of the road, right?
Yeah.
At the end of a breakup. Yeah.
I didn't give up. Ex number two, I went on to a third marriage, and hopefully this is a...
The last one.
Oh, it is going to be the last one. Lord, say this is the last one. I be praying like this. I can't do this no more.
I tend to avoid speaking about marriages too deep on this podcast because I never want to see married couples on my podcast again.
A second time.
Because if you come back a second time, that means that there has been a breakup. So I tend to avoid like digging too deep. So, but I'm so happy for you. I'm happy you're happy. That's all that matters. I just want you to be happy. I love you to death.
All right.
Thank you so much for coming on the podcast, Mama.
You're welcome.
Yeah, y'all give it up for my mama. Y'all, my mama kept it 100 like a G.
I did the best I could.
You did the best you could.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, that is all we have. Do you want people to find you on social media?
No.
Y'all don't be looking for my mama on social media.
No.
Thank you so much for coming, Mama. All right.
You're welcome.
That is all we have for this episode of The Breakup Vent. Thank you so much. This is the end of season one. I am so shocked I made it this far. Like, how did I do this?
Good job. Thank
you, Mommy. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Good job. I hope you have many more.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Excited for the season two. It's going to be bigger. It's going to be better. I don't know if we could get a guest better than you, though. Like, you.
I read it. You the best.
Ex
number two.
You the best.
Did his thing.
That fool acted a fool. That knitter. Anyway, we out of here. Bye, y'all.